Hello, my name's Ed Lester. I'm one of the authors on the paper Virtual Chemical Engineering, and this is a paper that describes the development of a chemical plant which we use as part of our course, our undergraduate course here. And it was really born out of a collaboration with Damien Schofield, who was working in virtual simulations. And as part of our work together, we started thinking of how we could use that technology for undergraduate teaching. A lot of his research work was using virtual simulations for training of people, either whether they're driving around a waste site with a forklift truck, or whether they're driving a digger around a large mining facility. So they're already doing that sort of thing for research purposes, and so we wanted to cross the sort of boundary into teaching and how we could use that for undergraduates. The virtual chemical plant takes data from a chemical engineering package called HYSYS, and we developed a generic chemical plant that covered all the basic things that chemical engineers deal with, such as preparation, reaction and separation of products. And we generated a lot of information about how that plant would work using the simulation HYSYS package, and integrated that in a virtual environment. And there's a billion ways of running this chemical plant that the students are allowed to play around with, so they can buy different units and they can configure it how they like. And we were interested to see how the students would interact with this on the basis that they can really make their own choices. A lot of rigs that are available in the real world, in the lab that we have, L3, they only can be run in a particular way, in a fairly controlled way. So we have a virtual chemical plant, they can operate it how they want, and learn by making mistakes, or you know, by going down the wrong path and realizing that there's better ways to run it. So this really allowing students to do their own thing and to learn as they go along. So this paper describes how that process was developed. Hope you enjoy the paper.